You are with Phoenix FM. We're here at Latitude Festival, and joining me now is the marvellously named Rad Pitt. And the great thing is, they've got equally marvellously named songs as well, but we'll get to that in a moment. Good afternoon, gents. How are you all today?
Yes, good.
Well, yeah, really good. Yeah, good.
Marvellous. Yes. I've had a crumpet, so...
Excellent. First things first, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
My name is Chris. I play guitar.
I'm Jim. I play drums.
I'm Sean. I play bass.
Excellent. Is that all of you in the band?
No, we're missing two people. They couldn't be bothered to wake up. No, one of them's got a very, very heavily pregnant wife. And the other one has got a baby, so they are understandably not here yet.
Right, so what are the other band members' names?
So there's Nick, who sings, and Cuthbert, who plays guitar.
Matt plays guitar.
Yeah.
Excellent. So you all hail from sort of not far from here, actually, do you?
Yeah, I'm Suffolk-based, and the other guys are kind of Colchester, so kind of Essex-based. So, yeah, we're not far.
Not far away. Mm.
Manningtree, that's where I like to call home. It's a pretty amazing place.
Excellent. And so when did you all originally get together, and how?
So us three, actually, were in a band called the Johnette Stream. Which kind of fizzled out, and we had Nick was in another local band called Gulls, and Matt was in another band called Origami Noise, who are still around and are great. So we decided that we'd make kind of a self-labeled supergroup, and basically I sang in Johnette Stream and thought, I don't want to sing anymore, I just want to run around, and that's basically why Rad Pitt started.
Righto, and where did the name Rad Pitt come from? Because it is an awesome name.
Sean, would you like to take this one?
We were talking of quite a few different names, really. I think we did. We had Hick Mucknall and a few other different things we were kind of toying with.
Rhino
Litchie
was a good one.
Donnie Jepp. That was up there.
Kind of short and sweet, isn't it, really? And it's memorable, isn't it? That's the main thing, really.
I think we were called Thieves for a couple of months, and then we decided that was way too stereotypical for the type of music, so we decided we'd go way more jokey and just, yeah.
I think the other thing for us as well is that we never looked at it seriously. We always just want... We never kind of argue about... You know, as you said earlier, some of the band, you know, the song names and things like that. So it's, you know, we kind of just picked a name and went, let's just go with that. We never have a massive discussion about album covers and all. It's always I think we should do this, we'd do it. And it was the same with the name. So yeah, it just came out of that, I think, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. And when you're singing your songs What Is the Point of Piers Morgan, what influences you musically?
Musically? So, aside from the lyrics, or...?
Aside from the lyrics, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, musically, I think we're very influenced by bands like Reuben and The Ghost of a Thousand, people like that, kind of, don't know, more interesting, punky type stuff that's got its intricate moments, but then it's got its really heavy moments as well.
The good thing is, I think the good thing for us is the fact that we've all come from such different kind of musical backgrounds. So Nick coming from somewhere like Gulls, they were quite sort of heavy punk, weren't they? And then us coming from Johnette Stream, we were quite it was really mathy. So it was a lot of kind of influences from kind of This Town Needs Guns and Tube Lord and things like that. So when we came to doing something like Rad Pitt, we kind of took all of the influences of them types of bands, Origami Noise as well, very kind of mathy kind of sounding. And we've kind of taken all of them kind of elements and put them within Rad Pitt, but then just done something that is just out and out enjoyable to play. We love playing it, and that's why we get to put on such a great live show, because... it's just loads of energy, loads of noise, loads of heaviness and raucousness.
Fun.
Yeah, fun.
That's basically why we exist as a band.
100%.
I just think, it's just a big excuse to play big, heavy riffs, really, gnarly riffs, and we just have fun with it, really. That's the main thing.
Definitely.
We didn't really... When we started the band, it wasn't, with the idea of gigging relentlessly and this and that. It was just a matter of kind of just having fun with it and playing some dirty riffs, really.
And then ironically we get to play something like Latitude, yeah. Which is like, you're just like, what? This is so weird.
None of us really understand why we're here.
We don't, it's so strange.
Doesn't really make much sense.
I think, you know, with all of us pushing our bands outside of Rad Pit for as long as we have, to then get the opportunity to do something like Latitude with Rad Pit, we were just like, this is mental, this is insane, like, it's so strange.
Yeah. We certainly don't deserve it. That's basically, yeah.
I think that's what we're saying.
We certainly haven't put the legwork in to be doing this. But.
Well, you're here now, so someone somewhere obviously decided you should be here. So
absolutely. Big thanks to Graham and Richard for putting us forward. They chose us to play the festival, so from BBC Introducing in Suffolk. I don't know what the if you're on another radio station, can you say stuff about other radio stations?
You can.
Okay, perfect. I don't know if you got angry or, I don't know, rivalry there.
No. We can't pick up BBC Introducing Suffolk over in Brentwood, so.
Okay, that's fine then. So no one can listen to it anyway. You're not stealing each other's.
Yeah. Exactly.
Amazing.
Excellent. And, tell us about some of the other places that you've been playing live recently.
So last show we played was in Bury St Edmunds, which was our first journey as a band there, which was pretty good, actually. It was like
good venue.
Yeah. It was like an old man's constitutional club. It was pretty great. It was like a members only club on one half with ridiculously cheap pints and stuff, and then we were just on the inside. Unfortunately, the promoter, that was his first gig and his only gig at the venue, because it was too loud, so they're not allowed to put shows on there anymore, which kind of fills us with pride that we were too loud for Bury St Edmunds, but also pretty sad that he's got to find another venue now. But where else have we played?
Colchester's. Yeah, we play at Three Wise Monkeys a lot in Colchester.
The
Arts Centre we've played in Colchester. I think we've never really kind of massively looked at kind of pushing into somewhere like London yet.
No.
I think because, you know, it has to be the right show for us and to kind of push out.
We've all done it before, so yeah. And we know that most of it isn't worth it. So, and because we're doing it for fun, we're just sticking to the local shows and.
I think that's the key thing, really. With previous bands, we've done those kind of, you know, Tuesday night in Bath or something like that. You know, like a ridiculous drive, and you play to 10-12 people or something. So we just have fun with it. Don't take it too seriously. And I think that's the main like.
And you've got one release out at the moment, haven't
two.
You?
Two.
Two, it was two, right? And you've got your first album coming out later this year, haven't you? So tell us about that.
So we've done two albums. We've done just completely. I don't know why we've got two albums. Like in all of other bands, we've only ever released EPs, but with this one, it seemed like we'd just written enough songs. So we're like, let's just put them all out. So we did nine songs in 2015. That was released. The self-titled album. Which we completely did ourselves and got the artwork done by a guy that we knew, and then we released Pink in May, which has got the Piers Morgan track on it, and amongst others.
And Hick Mucknall.
Yeah. And Hick Mucknall, yeah, big tune. we've done those two.
Again, I think going back to what we said earlier, like with all of our you know other bands, we've always done these big kind of like EP releases. We've waited on songs and then we've released it. With this, again, we've just gone, we enjoy it. Let's just get the tracks out there. Let's just get it all out there. See what people think. I think that's the best thing, you know. Like, you want people hearing your stuff. Like, let's just, release it. And we were writing tracks so quick.
Yeah.
You know, every single rehearsal we were getting to, Chris and Matt were sort of coming and sort of saying, like, you know, I've got three new tracks or two new tracks, and you know, so and I think we've already got a kind of another album's worth of tracks like on the back burner, sort of ready to go. But we've found that we're releasing albums too quick, so we're gonna have to ease off a bit and save this one for a bit, so we can still push Pink and kind of, you know, see where we're at in a few months' time. So.
Yeah. But we've got quite a DIY ethos about everything. Like, we print all our own T-shirts, and the CDs have never been more than £5.
Yeah.
Most of the time, they pay what you want. So I wouldn't say we're not precious about it, but we're not bothered about making money from it, which is quite ironic because we've actually made the most, like, this has been the most successful band. And again, that's another thing that we just reflect on. We're like, what? I don't understand. Why have we got money in the kitty? Why are we able to make more CDs? But it's just great that people are willing to get behind it. I guess people walk past the merch desk and the CD's a tenner. They're not going to buy it. But if they see pay what you want, they'll give you £2 and then you've got your music out there. So it's been a really good platform for us for that whole DIY ethos has really worked.
Excellent. And it goes, yes, you're better businessmen than you realise.
I mean, Nick, our singer, has really come into his own as an accountant. He knows where all the money is. He knows what everyone owes.
If we wanted to diddle the band out of money, there's no way we would be able to do it because, you know, Nick's got a full like spreadsheet of outgoings, income. You know, it is ridiculous.
He's not making that up either. He has actually got a spreadsheet. It's quite sad.
For a band which plays such kind of dirty riffs and stuff, all the kind of T's crossed and everything like that. We've got spreadsheets, audit trail, everything like that.
Excellent. Well, tell us what you've got coming up after this.
So we're playing tomorrow, we are playing. Where are we playing? The Swan in Ipswich.
Free Swanfish show.
Yep, that's it. And then we have
Bay Days.
In Chelmsford the week after that. So yeah, we've got that sort of lined up so far. And then over the summer, I think me and Chris are going to get in the studio and start working on start recording some drums for the new tracks. And then at least we're kind of getting the ball rolling with that. As I said, waiting for a bit so we can push Pink. Otherwise, what's the point in recording these albums? That's kind of it, I think. We've kind of been really looking forward to this, really, because it's a great opportunity for us. And it's a first for all of us to play a major festival, so we've kind of really been pushing and looking forward to this, and now and then kind of got the other things kind of lined up. So that's about it, really. So
good stuff. Remind us where people can find out more about Radpit online.
www.radpit.co.uk. That's it. That's all you need to do.
All of the links to our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Bandcamp, all of that kind of stuff is you can get through there. You can find us on Facebook. It is just Rad Pit, isn't it?
Rad Pit.
Yeah.
Twitter, Rad Pit, Rad Pit. Yeah. Instagram, Rad Pit, Rad Pit.
If you Google us, it'll probably say, "Do you mean Brad Pitt?" Ignore that just go for the first result, and then I'm sure you'll find us.
Yes. Remember, it's Rad Pit with two T's and no B.
Absolutely. Always.
Excellent. Well, best of luck with the show here.
Thank you very much.
And good luck with the new tracks as well.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, mate.
Cheers. Thank you very much.